At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins. When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at CMEFCU.org.
Terms apply. Minimum floor rates, 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's Ghana's 67th anniversary day. Good morning and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we are on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Kekeli and Volta Premier, Ho, Amenuva, Aflao, and Lolonyo FM, Hohoi. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, thousands of students and uniformed men to take part in a parade in the Eastern region today as a nation celebrates 67 years after independence.
Of the Fourth Republic have witnessed the most sustained period of stability and economic growth in our country. And we should be proud of what we have achieved.
Education Ministry refutes claims their outfit spent 68 million cedis to purchase photocopied WASI pass questions for senior high school students from the year 2020 to 2021. Also coming up, Catholic Bishops Conference and the Muslim body joined forces to mount pressure on the president to keep his earlier promise to pass the anti-gay bill. In business,
we explored the impact of the recent increases in prices of petroleum products on the struggling economy.
George Riafe will join us with those details later. But we ask, will Ghana's National Cathedral be commissioned today as promised by the Finance Minister?
The National Cathedral is expected to be officially commissioned on March 6, 2024.
Details of this and more with me, Hannah Odami. We start from the Eastern region, where thousands of students and uniformed personnel are gearing up for a parade there as Ghana commemorates its 67th independence anniversary. In the State of the Nation address, President Akufo-Addo mentioned, despite some shortcomings and challenges, Ghanaians have displayed commendable commitment to multi-party democracy, resisting calls for the violent overthrow of an elected government. This year's anniversary is on the theme, Our Democracy, Our Pride. And the Ivorian President, Alassane Ouattara, is a special guest. Let's hear from the Eastern Regional Minister, Seth Kwame Champong, on preparations.
The grounds where we are going to host this event is ready. Our management of traffic, because there is certainly the anticipation and some expectation of congestion. So the Ghana Police Motor Traffic Department and Traffic Department is also assisting us manage our routes effectively so we can have some efficiency in movement of our people.
Well, some residents who spoke to join you say they are excited about the commemoration in their region.
Economic-wise, people are going to open their bars for visitors who are coming in to come and sit down and enjoy. I believe that food sellers are also going to equally benefit from it. Taxi, Praja drivers, everybody who is into any business is also going to benefit from this.
I may expect to say, baby, I'm going to fine. Na ya so na ya ba ha na ye ton ade no so ye so mu beto ye beto ade pa na nkofo ato ade amaye.
Well, correspondent Edwin Kofisia will bring us all the latest from the parade grounds in Koforidua on TV, on radio and online. Let's move on. And the Education Ministry has dismissed claims the outfit spent 68 million cedis to purchase photocopied WASI pass questions for senior high school students from 2020 to 2021. The Minority Chief Whip Governs Kwame Agbuja had questioned the cost of the study material and the sole sourcing, arguing the cost was bloated. But public relations officer for the ministry, Kwesi Kwarteng, says government spends the money on comprehensive study guides, which includes past questions, possible answers, and the examiner's reports, all contained in one booklet. To other stories, and spokesperson for the National Chief Imam, Sheikh Arimeyaw Shaibu, has stated both the Muslim and the Christian communities will join forces to hold President Akufo-Addo to his earlier promise to pass the anti-gay bill, referring to an earlier comment made by the president assuring that he will not allow same-sex marriage under his government. Sheikh Arimeyaw says the president must assent to the bill to honor his words. He spoke on PM Express last night.
So on the grounds of our shared values, we can team up with the Christian denominations, and then all the other Muslim sects can really take a common front and really, really, really send a message to the president, whom we all respect very well, indicated that this particular thing will not be under his watch. And we want him to really commit himself to his own words so that we will remember him in future. He has only this year to leave office. And we want generations of this country yet unborn to remember him for that legacy.
Meanwhile, General Secretary of the Catholic Bishops' Conference, Very Reverend Clement Kwesi Ejeh, in a stern warning, indicated the church may need to take action by initiating a direct dialogue with the president to understand the rationale for not endorsing the bill as of now.
You see, the president has a mandate. When a bill is passed by parliament, his is to assent that the church may have to go and they have to go to the president and speak with him. They have to speak with him to know his actual mind. Because I don't know whether the Supreme Court is going to decide for him. He should take his personal decision as enshrined in the Constitution to assent or not to assent. But if you are saying, I'm going to wait for the outcome of the Supreme Court, I mean, that is not that is not correct. So the church will have to engage him and then see what comes out of it.
Meanwhile, founder and leader of the All People's Congress, Hassan Ayariga, says he would assent to the bill if he were president.
The point here is that are we going to sit down as usual because we are beggars and allow certain group of people to impose their laws and their regulations to us and access to accept it and ignore their own? Why do we have to marry same sex? I mean, it's not easy to go to the U.S. and say, I want to marry three wives. You're not allowed. Will they accept that we have said Ghanaians who have a tradition of marrying two, three wives? If they will accept that, we will also listen to them. But Ghanaians and the president of the Republic of Ghana should know that our constitution doesn't allow same sex. There is nowhere in the constitution that allows same sex. So whether internal force, external force, whichever country, I will tell you, I won't use that word, but you go back to your country and deal with your matter. Our as president would not allow that.
That was Hassan Ayariga, he's founder and leader of the All People's Congress. March 6th, a date engraved with both promise and skepticism. Ghanaians hold their breath questioning the fate of the National Cathedral, a colossal undertaking that has devoured $58 million, yet struggles to ascend beyond the ground it was meant to transform. The imminent commissioning hangs in suspense, leaving the nation to wonder, will today mark the realization of a grand vision or the unveiling of a multi-million dollar crater? There's more in this report.
My house shall be called the house of prayer for all people.
The project attracted a lot of criticism, which grew louder after COVID-19 threw the economy out of gear. For many, 100 million interdenominational cathedral was not a priority.
Justice for Ghana has taken a resolute stand that we don't want anything there to be called a cathedral.
Passing by will poke fun at you. He started something he couldn't finish. This is the word of the Lord.
This was all but a spiritual warfare.
The times are difficult, and that's what gives me hope.
The president described detractors of the project as Sanballat and Tobias.
Just like Sanballat and Tobias, I respect their right to differ, but I'm confident in my decision.
Finance Minister Ken Ofori-Atta announced its commissioning date for March 6, 2024.
The National Cathedral is expected to be officially commissioned on March 6, 2024.
For $58 million, the contractor moved to site, dug a foundation, and buried the cornerstone. However, the project has failed to leave the ground. The National Cathedral stands as a deep in the nation's conscience, where the promises of political aspiration crashed with the difficulties of financial reality. The question remains, can the National Cathedral pledge be fulfilled?
And that was a news desk report. So with that, we end the news at 6 on this Independence Day with me, Hannah Odami. Please log on to myjoonline.com for more news. May God bless our homeland, Ghana, and make us great and strong.
At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $24.99 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.